Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with J.D. Alexander, the incoming president in 2012 for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with J.D. in just a moment.
Agriculture's big business in Oklahoma, and nobody covers it better than Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Ron is the source for agricultural news, news that means the difference sometimes between profits and losses on the farm. That's why the National Cattlemen's Beef Association awarded Ron the Excellence in Agriculture Journalism Award. When you need up-to-the-minute information about Oklahoma agriculture, listen to farm broadcasters Ron Hayes and Ed Richards on this station, a proud member of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.
Recently had the opportunity to sit down and talk about several cattle industry issues with the incoming president for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Nebraska cattle producer J.D. Alexander. He's currently president-elect of the group. He will be taking over as president of NCBA at the end of the Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show in Nashville in early February 2012. And we talked with him a little bit, first of all, about who J.D. Alexander is and a little bit about his cattle operation.
Well, I'm a third-generation cattle operator. I was born and raised where I live right now. Very pleased that my son is part of our operation, and hopefully down the road my grandson will be a fifth generation. I went away to college to South Dakota State, a degree in ag economics. I went out in the corporate world for a while, and then in the early 80s moved back to be a farmer and cattle feeder with my father in the early 80s, and have enjoyed it ever since.
So you're in the feedlot end of the business primarily?
We are in the feedlot business. Our operation we do is we bring in yearling steers, usually weighing 800 to 900 pounds, and then finish them out and, of course, sell them then to the processors.
Let's talk about some of the things that have been going on right now for the cattle industry. A lot of I guess you might even say some successes that are out there, most notably these free trade agreements finally off the table.
You know, after battling these issues for 5 years, and actually you go back to 2003 with some of the instances that we've had and losing our markets, so this has been a great year. The free trade agreements, the three in particular, finally after 5 years of battling and trying to get market access, we're there now and very optimistic about it. You know, our exports now are back to what they were previous to the 2003 level, and we've actually retaken the lead of the leading exporter in the world. It's been a great year. We're not over the goal line yet. We've got a lot of things to do, a lot of things to accomplish. We're keeping an eye on all this as well, but certainly it's been a good year to finally get some of these things we've been working so hard on to get past.
One thing that you're going to be serving as president of NCBA during an interesting year, an election year, also a year that we're going to have to try to do something about the death tax, the estate tax. It's got a 2-year life on it. We're about 1 year through that now. What is the game plan from your perspective?
Well, the game plan is, you're exactly right, it's going to be an interesting year, not only, like you say, the election farm program, but the death tax has always been high on our list. You know, the thing that I always say, and I hasten, is when you're in the cattle agricultural business, you build up a business to turn to the next generation. It's never to sell out. It's to build it, make a good living off it for your next generation, to turn it over to them and hopefully generations after that. The one thing we've got to make sure we can do is to allow that to happen. And if we don't have a good estate tax plan in place, it sometimes is prohibitive to do that. So we're going to work as hard as we can. That's going to be one of our top priorities, to make sure that it is a livable one. You know, ideally, we would like essentially zero estate tax. Now, whether or not that's feasible, you know, that's what we're working towards. Whether or not we can get that far, you don't know. But what we've got to do is have it a high priority to make sure we can retain the agriculture and especially turning it over to the next generations.
One thing that is of great concern in the Southern Plains, Oklahoma, Texas, most certainly, the exceptional drought that we've lived through. Maybe we've broken at least partially that drought. But you're a cattle feeder. You've got to procure cattle.
Yes.
A lot of concern about the mama cow herd in this country and the size of it at this point.
Exactly right. I mean, our numbers are almost record lows. And if you compound that with around the world numbers are also low. Take a look at the other side of it. We've got a population of the world that just hit 7 billion, and they say it could be up to 9 in, I think it's a few more decades. there's going to be a lot of mouths to feed, and so it is an issue. You know, the drought down there is it's a disaster. Hopefully, we'll overcome that. We've got to maintain the herd if we can. You know, it is a capitalistic country, and they can do what they want. And but we do need to at least make an effort to be known that we need to be building the herd. It's a good time to be in the cattle business, and the future looks very bright. But we do have some certain issues, and hopefully we can get that herd back up there and be able to supply the demand that I think is going to be outstanding in the near future.
You mentioned, obviously, you know, a lot of issues. We've touched on a couple of already. I guess maybe one other thing I wanted to talk to you about was this whole idea of regulations. Like, I'm sure, again, it hits pretty close to home in the feedlot into the business, most certainly.
Well, regulations is exactly one of the key things we're always on top of, you know, and that's why we maintain a very good D.C. office, because we need to be on a day-to-day touch base with our legislators out there that are looking over our shoulders and regulating us. You know, we've got to make sure it's not overburdensome. We've got to be able to operate, and some things that come out of Washington, D.C. really just are so scrutinizing and so on that unrealistic that we can't operate. So that's part of our basis, is we've got to work with them, understand what they're looking for, give them the education on how we can operate and how we can maintain our businesses. I've always said cattlemen are probably the most environmental friendly group or people in the nation, because we make our living off the environment. And we've got to make sure we maintain it to continue that for our future generations. So definitely a big issue. We've got great people out there watching it, and we're going to be fighting hard for the cattlemen to make sure we can maintain our livelihood.
President-elect for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, J.D. Alexander, cattle producer out of Nebraska. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.